Welcome to the debrief for the 6 hours of Imola. I am very lucky to be joined by our winners in LMGT3. Augusto, Darren, Sean, congratulations, guys. Augusto, I'll start with you. Fresh out of the car, there were so many emotions with your family as you got off the podium. My heart, it was full. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I mean, you could see. Today was my son's birthday.
Oh, stop.
Yeah, so little Johnny was there and this morning said, Dad, you're going to win. And then he was right. So they don't come that often to the races. So they come maybe once or twice per year. And get a victory in the World Championship with them here in Imola is something very, very special. So it was emotional, but it was very special.
Sean, swear, you nearly had me crying, dude. You looked so emotional and passionate in Parc Fermé. A WRT 1-2, you've been with this team for so long. Did that kind of help the emotions, make you feel more part of it?
Can I just get a hug first?
Come on, then. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Well done.
Thank you. No, I'm an emotional guy. I think I like to joke a lot to hide my emotions, really, but I'm just a soft, you know, soft gummy bear. No, like him, he's big, but he's a big gummy bear as well. Mm-hmm. But he did try to break my back celebrating. No, I think the team did such a good job in everything. You know, one of these guys, all of these guys, even the mechanics, the engineers, such an amazing job to work really hard to make sure each and every one of us did our jobs correctly and even more. So I'm just so happy to finally see the hard work pay off. You know, I think emotionally as well, like I've been going through some stuff as well back home, you know, and it's just a big relief to finally do it. It's like redemption. So I'm so relieved, and that's why I just hugged my mom and my dad, really, so that's quite cute.
That's proper sweet. Yeah. Darren, let's come to you, because you started the race off today as the bronze driver, and it was a pretty chaotic race start down there. What was your plan heading into that? Did you guys know that you could be quick and you just wanted to keep it clean, or did you want to fight up a bit?
For sure, going into the race, we didn't think we were anywhere near the quickest car in green flag dry conditions. So we knew that in order to have any chance of a good result, never mind a win, we would really need to pull together a perfectly executed race. I felt like I did a reasonable job in my stint, but really hats off to both these guys. Sean was completely rapid. He closed a huge gap to the other guys, and Augusto got in. And you know, I wasn't jealous of those conditions. That
didn't look fun
in.
Mate,
no, it didn't really look that much fun, to be honest. So yeah, I mean, there was all of that. There was everyone in the team, you know, the cars felt mint all week. You know, from the get-go, we landed here, the car just felt really, really good. We've not had to make any big changes. All the guys in the pit stops, they just pulled it all off flawlessly. The engineers made all the right calls. And then a little bit of luck came our way as well. You know, just enough rain to make us competitive, not too much to do us out of our strategy, but not too little so that the true paces of all the cars can come through. So, so yeah, there was a lot there. From my side as well, I'm fortunate enough to have all my family here too. I think we've all got our guys.
It's a good one to do it out then.
Absolutely, yeah. It's my daughter Ella's second ever race. She got to see me win the championship last year, and she's got this race now in the memory books. Yeah, it's the first race my dad's been able to come to because he lives on the other side of the world. So yeah, it's just kind of really super special. And just lastly, a big thank you to my missus, because last year we were 4 days away from having our daughter. And that was when the WEC shootout was, and I decided not to do it. Here we go. Umbrella's gone rogue. Yeah, I decided not to do the shootout for the WEC because it was too close to Ella's due date, and we'd lost a lot of babies on the run-up to that. But it was my missus who turned around and said, no, you've really got to go and do it. So yeah, I just wouldn't be here if she didn't push me to do that.
I'm so delighted to hear that, man. That's so sweet. And Sean, I'll go for a slightly sillier note now. Your podium celebrations were fantastic. I love the posing. There's going to be some really cool pictures out of it. Do we have to talk about the picture of you maybe slightly stacking it on the podium?
Bit of oversteer on entry, that.
Wait, honestly, I swear, I think I fell four times this weekend.
Why do you keep...
Man, look, I have scars everywhere. I fell 2 days ago. I fell yesterday. And I fell again today. So to be honest, yeah, I'm really happy. I like my... all of us here inspired the rodeo of emotions we have. It's such an amazing photo and everything, but my videographer's not here, so again, I can't really post anything. But at least my photos are there, so you should send me some photos.
Mate, who's going to do the TikToks?
Exactly. Give me your pose.
I don't know.
Pose it to the camera. So. Pick up your trophies. Go on, show me your trophies, boys. Woo! Drinks on Vincent tonight, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, they are. Yes.
Limoncello!